This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M1.
So it is the M1, the final division, and all the boats in this division, they are first boats. It's Keys, Downing, G's, LMBC, first and third, Cats, Pembroke, Queens, Clare, Bitt, Christ, Emma, Kings, Magdalen, Girton, Tithall, Homerton and Churchill. One boat in particular to look out for is St. Cats. That's got Bronze Olympic medalist George Nashin. So look out for them trying to bump first and third. We'll go over to first post where Catherine is. Catherine.
Here it's absolutely amazing. You're seeing all these crews going down the river at full speed trying to push it. Currently they're all pretty much set in position. There is not much going on, but actually there might be with something with Emma. I'll just pass on to you, Pete, because you should see the first ones now, and I'll confirm.
Yeah, I'm here on Grassy, and I can see Keys passing me now, looking very strong. They've opened up quite a lead on Downing, probably about three or four lengths at least. So Keys looking strong to stay at the top of the river. Then behind them, Jesus probably about on station, but closing quickly are St. Margaret. So it looks like it could be a bit of a tussle between those two. Further back, probably about another two or three lengths, we got first and third, and closing quickly on them, St. Cat, but no sign of a bump yet, so we'll go back to Catherine.
Kings is closing really, really fast on Emmanuel, and they're pushing so hard for it, I think they might actually have them any second. They definitely have overlap, and they're just going around the corner, so you must see them now. Can you say anything, Keith?
I'll keep an eye on them. So coming up now is St. Cats have just passed me now, looking fairly strong, about on station, so no immediate danger there. Pembroke next, and behind them we've got Queen's M1, so no sign of a bump. It looks like a lot of these races are going to go right to the wire. But I have seen a bump up ahead, and I think it's the one you were just talking about. It seems to involve... I'll come back to you on that one. Back to Catherine.
You just heard Girton successfully beating Magdalen. I can totally confirm Girton has bumped. Everyone else has passed, so that's the end from my station. Coming back to you.
Where it's just been Keys, Downing, Jesus, and now LMBC go past me. LMBC, they are pushing Jesus very, very hard as they go around Denton Corner. That gap's down to about 40 of a length or so. I reckon there could be a bump there. I can see George Lang streaking that boat. Ex-Goldie Road. To be as they get third. Behind them is first and third. They are managed at the moment. St. Cat's boat is
back.
It's maybe down to about 11.
Yeah, so there's going to be a big gap coming towards you soon, Andy, because Clare have gone past me, and then the next boat I've seen is Trinity Hall, who look like they're just about to get bumped by Homerton. There's overlap there. They're very close. Are we going to see a bump right on Grassy? I'm not quite sure, but what that means is that it looks like Christ's M1 have bumped up on Fitz M1, King's M1 bumped up on Emma, and Girton M1 bumped Magdalen. And Trinity Hall and Homerton still tussling with Churchill out of the race. And there has been a bump on Grassy. So Trinity Hall have been bumped by Homerton M1. And that's the last of the action, so I'll hand over to you, Andy.
Thanks, Pete. And I'm just
in the corner, as I can see Joel Jennings stroking the Joel Jennings. That is the
boat. And they are working
trying to make
them way into Queens. At the moment, Queens managing to hold them up. They're still on station. That, let's go on to Adam, who... Adam, Exmoor, Progress, and Jesus.
Okay, well, I've just seen Keys go past. There's about four lengths between Keys and Downing. Behind Downing, they are still on station with Jesus. I can now just see Maggie coming to view. They are about a quarter of a length behind at the minute, a quarter of the length. Behind them, a long way behind, is Fats, who seem to be coming under a lot of pressure from St. Cat. It looks like there's overlap. I can hear many whistles for St. Cat's on Fats. It looks like there's probably going to be a bump then. Still as it stands, Lady Margaret are quarter of a length away on Jesus. Behind them, we have Pembroke and Queens. Queens are pressing Pembroke a lot. I am now right aside Fats. There is 4 feet of overlap. 4 feet of overlap. The bow ball is coming past the cocks. There's a bump should be imminent. A bump isn't there. They are getting repeated whistles. That's a bump. The hand's gone up. I can confirm that is a bump on Fat Toy St. Cat. And right behind, I can also confirm that that is a bump on Pembroke by Queen.
So the bumps we do have, as Adam just said, are bumped off on Pembroke. They were bumped by Queen. Then earlier on, lower down the division, Fitz were bumped by Christ. Emma were bumped and Curtin. And then finally, Trinity were bumped
Curtin. And so I'm expecting to see Churchill, the sandwich boat, row past me at some point. They haven't actually got to Dipton yet. Adam, any more bumps to announce?
They are all the bumps so far. I've just seen Maggie and Jesus pass under the railway bridge. They're still racing. There can only be about 500-600 metres left of it. That one's going to go right to the wire. I'll give you news as soon as I can. Back to you, Andy.
Thanks very much. Churchill are just
paddling past me now. They are rowing over at the bottom of the division. Remember, they have a sandwich boat, so they've already rowed once today, so they've decided to wind it down and just going to conserve their energy because they will have to row over at
the M2 division tomorrow. So then, we have had 6 bumps in the
men's division. Cats on
Queens on Pembroke, Christ on Fit, Kings on Emma, Gerson on Magdalen, and Homerton on Tip.
To see if LMB
to get that bump on Jesus or not. Adam.
Back on Grassy here, and all the boats are past me now. We just had the rather lame hip hip hoorays from Christ, even though they've bumped, they don't seem that happy. But with me, I've got a rowing expert and sometime CamFM commentator, Moni, and I just want your reflections on the first day here down by the river.
So the first day is really important in that it kind of sets the tone for the rest of your week. If you get a bump on the first day, you feel like you can do anything and you can get another one and another and potentially go on to blades. On the flip side, if you do get bumped on the first day, you tend to go home thinking, well, there's no real point, there's nothing I can get from this, and you may end up just giving up hope for the rest of the week. So it can shape your entire week, the first day.
So what do you say to a crew that's just been bumped on the first day?
Well, I mean, if it was a definite bump and absolutely no chance that you can get them the next day, it's best to be realistic. You say, okay, tomorrow we're going to have a strong row over and then come back the next day and get back on station. So you say, you wouldn't tell your crew the truth, never lie, but just tell them that you can get back onto station by bumping the day after next.
And how much of a factor does adverse weather, so strong winds or bad rain or whatever, play in deciding the fate of these crews out here today?
It can cause bumps and it can prevent bumps. Definitely if you've got a headwind, coming past Ditton, the crew ahead of you gets pushed back onto you, and if you can take advantage of that, you can really push on and get the bump. And obviously, if you're the crew ahead, getting a headwind on Ditton, you can get pushed into the crew behind, and that's it. They've bumped you. But the ideal conditions, obviously, you want a little bit of rain, just a light bit of rain to break the surface. But the wind, obviously, today would have been a massive factor, I think, for most crews, especially for the less experienced coxes. They would have had a bit of an issue with the corners with the wind.
Okay, thanks a lot for your thoughts. We'll hear you gone on the radio later in the week. And we're just going to go across to see if Adam can bring us any final update or otherwise back to the studio.
Hi, so I've got one final update. Jesus and Maggie both rode over, went right to the wire. It looked like the bump was on. They were just a quarter of a length apart on the long reach, but Jesus successfully held them off for another kilometre. So that's a good day for them, not so good for Maggie.
May bumps.
Cam FM. Results.
Quickly round up all the previous ones. Claire Downing, Jesus, Maggie all rode over. Fat were bumped by Cats, Pembroke by Queens. Then get to the bottom of the division. Claire M1 rode over. Christ bumped Fitz. Kings bumped up on Emma. Girton bumped up on Magdalen. Then at the very bottom, we had Homerton bump up in Trinity Hall and Churchill the sandwich boat rode over. Those are the confirmed results.
May bumps.
Cam FM.